Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Scooter from San Diego.
Hey, everybody. I'm Scooter. I'm an alcoholic. I'm terrified. I've never been in front of this many people, and I don't even like podium meetings. Congratulations to the token takers and newcomers. Keep coming back. I'm going to have to come up with something to say. Wasn't that long ago that I thought that I had 16 years sobriety. My old date was February 20th, 1991. But then, about the last week of March, things weren't going the way I wanted to. I suffered a lapse of gratitude. And so, I went on another substance. And I did it with a fairly clean conscience. I didn't have that much trouble with it, but my sponsor didn't like it, so, I changed my date. And so now, after about 7 months, and I'm really not sorry about it, because it was good for me to change my date anyway. I was born in the program of Bass Ackwards. I quit drinking as a result of another near fatal accident. I was drunk on a bicycle, got hit by a car, and that got my attention. I told the same story to a friend afterward, and she told me she calls it an awakening, which is all well and good, but it's really a rude awakening because I didn't learn very much except that I couldn't drink anymore. I say Bass Ackwards because at the time I was still unique. I had been in meetings elsewhere, and that was up in Ventura, and I'd been in meetings in Ventura, and I didn't relate to anybody. I didn't belong. I didn't feel a part of. Now, in the late 80s, I did treatment in Washington State, and I was whining to the counselor about how I thought I thought that I would fit in. It's like hell. I was among the 10%ers. I was a 10%er. How come I didn't relate to people? And he casually suggested, well, maybe I was terminally unique. And I go, okay. And then a friend whom I met drinking, who had 30 days more than I did, echoed terminally unique, only the emphasis was on terminal. It's like, okay. Okay. So I moved to San Diego with about 6 months under my belt or so. And I knew that if I stayed away from meetings, that loneliness would probably take me out. So I found a couple of meetings that I went to. I didn't really feel I belonged, but they liked me. They accepted me for some reason. But it was bad to be unique. I couldn't claim to be unique. I couldn't do that. It was bad. Nobody's unique. And it's like, I'm just kind of like, yeah, but what about me? You don't know who I am. But anyway, I'm trying to keep a chronological order or something. Anyway, I always like to tell the story of my first year. I've told it many times in front of much smaller groups. I was actually homeless at that time, and I got a token in the mail from my dad, who has about a year more than I did, and it was nice. When I got a token, I was acknowledged for it, but I wasn't at a meeting. There wasn't a cake, nobody's singing. I was waiting for a cot for the night at St. Vincent de Paul. And I go, okay, this is a year, but I just patted myself on the back and went on, because it's like, fuck, I did it. By the grace of God, I did it. Anyway. But I was talking about resetting the clock. First part of last year, I lost my job. I've been able to survive unemployment for a while, which is kind of nice, but does kind of take away from the self-esteem. Anyway, and then I met somebody who changed my world. I'm not going to tell that story, but it really kicked my feet out from underneath me. And as a result of those two things, I started going to a lot more meetings. I started being honest with people. I started letting people know who I was. I got a sponsor for the first time, really. My work through this step has been torturous and tortured, and I don't even know what's going on right now. But I didn't drink today, and I'm up here, supposedly with a story that's worth hearing. I'm just not quite getting what the hell. Anyway, I was talking about resetting the clock. It's like people with a lot more time than I have ever had say it's just one day at a time, and I believe that, I really do. I was going to come up with a cute story about, well, geez, I was so nervous last night that I got a fifth, but I didn't think that'd be very funny. And I didn't. I wasn't asleep until 1 a.m., but that's okay. And I was up at 6 to do my meditation before the meeting that I always go to. And I thought I had more material. I hear so often about how the normal story about like person bottoms out, person finds a program, finds a sponsor, does the steps, and everything is okay. And I haven't really done it like that. And the impression I got from the first few meetings that I go to was that it wasn't okay to be different. They were all the same. We all have the same problem. And I understand that the feelings are the same. But I'm not going to. But there aren't many people I'm going to invite in my world because a lot of people would just tell me I'm delusional. That's probably true. But without being the places that I've been and learned the things that I have, they're not qualified to make that analysis. How are we doing for time? 2 minutes? Thank you. But I am sober by the grace of God. One of the things that I was lacking for a while was that being able to pinpoint a moment of desperation. I ran into the term gift of desperation in a novel that I read, and that made a lot of sense to me. But there was a moment in Sacramento in the mid 80s where I thought I'd died and gone to hell. But well, I went to the ER and got my foot fixed, and after that I was okay. So it's like since then just been purgatory. But a lot of it has just been that I've never lost hope. I've never truly lost hope. And as a result, I don't know. I've often felt that was a liability. That somehow I've been able to do it without being able to talk about it really coherently. Get to stay sober one day at a time, and I know this it's by the grace of God that I've been able to do it. Thank you.